Dominic. Okay, horrible question for you to answer in 1 minute. In fact, you've got less than 1 minute, Dominic, because I keep rabbiting. Mark Faison asks, why do mirrors reverse but not invert things?
Well, in fact, it's a bit of a myth that mirrors reverse things, because if you're looking in the mirror, you wave your left hand, you look in the mirror, the waving hand is actually on the left. It's exactly the right side it should be. But if, let's say, I'm looking at Drinny, and if I was sitting behind Drinny in a car, and we stuck out our left hand, our right hand, we'd agree as to which side was which. But of course, to face me, Ginny's sitting on a swivel chair. She's turning around to see me. She's inverted her sense of left and right when she's turned around to look at me. Now, the way that Ginny could turn around to face me would be to stand on her head. She's now trying to do that in the studio. I'm not sure that's going to end well. But of course, rather than inverting her sense of left and right, she's then inverted her sense of up and down. So the inversion is, in fact, when Ginny turns around to look at me rather than when I look in the mirror.
And so the answer is?
The answer is that nothing is actually inverted when you look in the mirror, but things are inverted when we face each other in the studio.
Dominic, thank you very much. So it's basically one giant con, isn't it?
Basically, yes.
Well, that is it for this week. Thank you very much to our contributors, Dominic Ford, Laura Howes, Ginny Smith and Dave Ansell. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the Wellcome Trust and the EPSRC. I'm Chris Smith, and thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.